three men and a woman were caught illegally dumping the contents of a pickup truck in a Baltimore park last week. But they weren't caught by police. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden brings us this story about local citizens aiding the city in enforcing illegal dumping laws.
Patty Dowd only needs to walk a few yards to be immersed in Herring Run Park's winding trails. Recently, while she and her husband were driving along the edge of the park, Dowd looked out the window, trying to spot one of the deer she often sees down in the woods.
But instead, there was a big blue pickup truck, and people were frantically moving around it, dumping.
She ran down the trail and snapped photos with her phone.
I went down and I said, "What are you doing? You can't do this." And they were, "Oh, we made a mistake. We didn't know it was the park. We just thought it was the woods." I'm like, that doesn't make any difference.
Dowd is still boiling about what she refers to as the fiasco. She walked through the woods where the driver drove the pickup over the curb, around a sign that reads no dumping, and down the steep trail path with a truck full of trash.
When we encountered them, they had a television, crumbled up ceiling tiles, a chair. Here's a leg to the chair. And they were frantically putting it back on the truck.
Dowd called 911. They started packing up to leave. Then the truck got stuck in the mud. When the city police got there, they said they couldn't make an arrest or issue a citation because they were in a park.
Yeah, we caught them in the act and nobody knew what to do about it.
The Maryland General Assembly passed a law last year that puts points on your license if you're caught dumping. But Senator Lisa Gladden, one of the sponsors of the bill, says law enforcement agencies are still unclear of the protocol.
We need to make sure what's on the books has been used effectively. And I'm not sure that right now the actual dumping legislation turned into law has been helpful.
Eventually, a housing code enforcement official came and handed out citations. Jason Hessler, with Baltimore Housing Code Enforcement, says it's usually very difficult to catch someone in the act of dumping. In this case, there were witnesses, besides Dowd. And of course, there were photos. Hessler says his department was able to get 63 criminal convictions for illegal dumping last year.
The majority of our convictions come from hotspots, what we call them, areas where we know people go and dump. And we actually visit these places 2 to 3 times a week. In some of the places, we have digital video cameras or digital still cameras that are solar powered and motion detecting. And we actually capture people on film dumping.
Hessler says when you're caught illegally dumping, you could go to jail, you could be fined, or you could get points on your driver's license. It all depends on how things go in housing court, which has jurisdiction over these cases. Hessler says they gave out 840 citations for illegal dumping and littering last year. Yet Baltimore City's Department of Public Works says it spends $16 million a year picking up trash from illegal dumping. The number of citations is far lower than the amount of illegal dumping that occurs, says Julie Lawson from the Trash Free Maryland Alliance, an advocacy organization. Just compare Baltimore's 840 citations with Philadelphia's, she says.
They give out 120,000 citations for dumping and littering in the city every year.
Patty Dowd and others associated with the Friends of Herring Run Park are determined to get Baltimore City to pump up enforcement against illegal dumping. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.